Jack Bauer's against the Council of Evil.
Council of Evil, they decided to bring in this episode.
Yes.
Who are using some crazy Yahoo instant messenger from the future to talk to each other.
They developed their own stupid instant messenger client.
Yeah.
I think the real question this episode, well, not a question, but I think the real thing this episode highlights is that Tony Almeida is totally okay taking a shower in the same room as a dead guy.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I feel like that every time, like, especially at the beginning of the episode, if you made, like, a montage of every time they ended up contacting the president and telling her, like...
It's like, oh, no, things have got worse. Yeah, and she's like, oh, my God. Like,
tell me we've got the canister. And they're like, no, ma'am, it's Tony Almeida, who you were going to give a pardon, took it, and he's the bad guy now.
It's even worse now.
It turns out there were 9 nuclear missiles inside the small container.
Oh. Yeah.
And the nuclear missiles have turned into a meteorite and it's heading to the planet.
Yeah, like, I really feel like, what, how many episodes left? 4?
4.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
way more than 4 episodes left, I feel.
Can't possibly kill the entire Council of Evil unless they share the same apartment.
Well, I don't know, I wouldn't put that past him.
At the same time, his brain is liquefying and slowly, like, dribbling out of his ear. Yeah. Like,
they'll sort that, surely.
I mean, I think what they were trying to say at the end of the episode when he said Palmer instead of Taylor is that he's like pretty much gone at this stage.
Yeah.
There will be some cure somewhere, I swear.
But for a while I thought they were regretting their decision to make him ill, because they were just like, oh no, he's just going to have to take a shot of something every now and again, and he's just fine.
Yeah, I mean, but the bit when he was like with Renee briefing the FBI, he was like tip top. Like, he seemed on his game, and now he's like,
I reckon this Kim will come back into it and
she's like, oh, here's some blood, and he'll just sort of drink it and be like,
do you think she'll turn up?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, she spent like half of the last episode like driving away from wherever she was, so it's going to take her at least an episode to get back.
She may have turned back already and we just didn't see it on screen, and that then, is the beauty of 24.
Yeah,
they can get to Mexico in one episode,
so they'll just take the same shots from before and just flip them.
More importantly, I want to know if Emerson's crew is coming back.
No.
Like, you never saw Emerson die, and I get a feeling that, like, the Council of Evil will be...
The baddies.
Will be the baddies, and then sitting at the council in a gold throne will be Emerson.
I can't actually remember what Emerson looks like, though.
He was kind of thin-faced and tall. He had black hair.
And was British.
I remember he just, yeah. like, if you remember the first, like, quarter of the show, he just kind of strolled around in warehouses wearing black leather jackets with Tony for a while.
Did he get shot?
Yeah, he got shot in the episode where
they had the shootout in the hangar.
They did the ambush in the hangar, and then Jack had like an assault rifle up on the like balcony.
Yeah,
and they eventually like he got shot in the crossfire, so he like Jack got him to like drag him behind the van, and Tony went out of sight, so you never actually saw him dispose of the body. So for ages, we were all saying like he's not dead.
But no one's even mentioned Emerson for a while,
apart from us.
Which means we're either totally off base, or they're gonna like totally blindside everyone.
Yeah, a total blindside would be me. Actually, Jim Bruner, plant manager, faked his own death.
Yeah,
he was evil all along.
I want the president to do like an address at the end of like honoring all the people who have died saving the country that day, and special mention to Jim Bruner, plant manager.
Yeah. God.
I didn't understand in this episode actually why Janice started like busting Renee's balls and like being a bitch to Chloe when like she's kind of a friendly character most of the time, but then she really gets up in people's grills sometimes.
Perhaps it's just her time of the month.
Time of the but, like, 24 hours.
Time of the day. Like, she was nice earlier in the day.
It comes and goes.
Like, whenever Chloe's involved, she kind of becomes a bitch.
But they need, like, office politics. It's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be the next
Did you hear
show.
That little music playing when the CT logo came back? I felt that was the start of something.
Like, a little
I think CT will be back for next season proper, and a lot of the cast that we've seen...
Yeah, so, like, Agent McBoobs and...
Agent McBooms and Whiny McJaniston will be in it.
Yeah, and Chloe.
I'm kind of bummed they killed Larry, because I thought he was a really neat character.
And Morris, I suppose.
I guess Tony will have to die now, too, but like I'm amazed at like how they turned Tony's personality on a dime to being like kind of Emerson's crew guy, I did bad, I'm going to redeem, to like, I'll just shoot some cops.
I'll just shoot you guys, I've just shot you, it's fine.
Yeah.
He's going to have to lure them all, including the Council Evil, to an...
to a shower.
Oil rig.
Well, and then
it's
like
have a shower with them.
He was like a triple, double agent.
Yeah.
And that's probably where things are going to end up.
Yeah, probably.
Tony will be actually good. It will be a quadruple turn.
Yeah.
But he'll still have a shower of the corpse.
For fun.
Oh no, this has run out of time.